The Word of Prophecy broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to hear a true prophetic message out of the Scriptures of your Holy Bible, which is the Word of Almighty God, and I pray that the Lord will give you ears to hear and a heart to understand. We begin a message today entitled, The Spirit of Our Age, The Spirit of Our Age, which is Rebellion Against the Word of God. I want to begin with a scripture found in one of the accounts of the Olivet message of Jesus Christ, which is the greatest message in the Bible on end-time prophecy found in the Gospel according to St. Mark. It's also found in Matthew, the 24th chapter, Luke, the 21st chapter, and Mark, the 13th chapter. Now, Mark 13 and verse 12 foretells, Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. And ladies and gentlemen, that is a very dire and very stark forecast of what's going to happen here between the people of this generation, relatives, family members, things that are going to happen that are absolutely terrifying because of this old spirit of rebellion. Well, it's the spirit of the Antichrist, and it's well at work to prepare for the revelation of the Antichrist and false prophet, which are going to lead this generation into the battle of Armageddon. They're going to soon come forth and offer them a mark, 666, to be able to buy or sell, and the Antichrist will have an image that he has set up in a temple in Jerusalem that will be of himself and cause people to worship his image or to be put to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end time, the last generation of man's folly upon this planet before Jesus Christ returns. And we need to take heed to the prophetic scriptures of what these great forecasters have told us would come in this end time generation. Now, here we find this terrible prophecy. And over in Luke's account, I want you to turn with me, if you have your Bibles there, to Luke, the 21st chapter. Luke 21. Beginning in verse 25, where Jesus said, There shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Let me park here just a moment and review this with you and show you here. The sea and the waves roaring is a prophetic forecast of terrorism and revolution that will be worldwide. Now, this is from the Bible itself. This is interpreted in the 17th chapter of Revelation, that the sea and the waves roaring are masses of humanity in revolution. And he says there would be perplexity here among the nations and distress among the nations of the world. Well, that means there would be problems from all sides pressing our statesmen and national leaders, and there'd be no known solution to these pressing social, military, financial, and spiritual problems. All right. Continuing, Luke 21:26. Jesus said men's hearts would be failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud of heaven with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now listen, it didn't say wait until they come to pass. Jesus said when we see these signs begin to come to pass, when there's signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, when there's upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, when the sea and the waves roaring, when there's revolution and terrorism everywhere, and when men's hearts are failing them for fear for looking after these things, when you see these things begin to come to pass, then it's time for God's people to expect Jesus Christ to return for their deliverance. And ladies and gentlemen, he is not coming until you see these signs beginning to be fulfilled before your bewildering and startled eyes. And they are shortly going to come to pass. All right. Now, the spirit of our age is rebellion. Rebellion against the word of God. Jesus said it would come to pass in our day. Jesus said in the account of Matthew 24, in verse 12, he said, because iniquity would abound, that's rebellion against the word of God, that the love of many would wax cold. And that certainly is true. And it's also repeated in one of the other great newscasters of the word of God, of the prophetic predictions that would come to pass here in our end time. And ladies and gentlemen, these prognostications are accurate. I mean right to the jotted dot and tittle. Yes, let's listen to this prophetic forecast here from the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. This know also that in the last days, and that's now, perilous or dangerous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. They'll be covetous. They'll be boasters. They'll be proud. They'll be blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. Doesn't that sound familiar? Disobedient to parents. False accusers. My God, have mercy. People accusing you of things that you're not even capable of committing. Incontinent. That means you can't satisfy them. Fierce. Despisers of those that are good. Traitors. Heady. High-minded. You can't tell them anything. They're lovers of pleasure even in the churches more than they are lovers of God. They have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. In verse 13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. That's talking about preachers, waxing worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Well, that's bad enough. Let's turn over to the next chapter of 2 Timothy 4, beginning in verse 3. And you'll hear some more of this prophetic revelation here from the great Apostle Paul for our end time sick society and Laodicean church. Verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. God's people will have itching ears and look up teachers or preachers to tickle them, to tickle their ears, and they'll turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. They'll rebel against the word of God. They'll turn their ears away and say, we will not hear it. That's exactly what's happening today, and it's bringing about a terrible situation here that has also been predicted by one of these great prognosticators of the Old Testament, the prophet Amos, in the 8th chapter of Amos, beginning in verse 11, where God says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, I'll send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they'll wander from sea to sea and from the north even to the east. They'll run to and fro to seek the word of God and shall not find it. My Lord, that's here right now. This is already being fulfilled. You can go to church after church after church after church after church, and you'll hear a little essay. You'll hear a little dissertation on essence of peppermint, something sweet and juicy, but you're not going to hear the word of God. You're not going to hear anything about the fear of God, about the judgments of God, and you're going to either repent or go to hell, and they're going to name your sins and tell you you're going to hell if you don't give up them stupid sins that you're committing, which you're smoking and drinking and cursing and committing immorality and your nudity and your gambling and all of this mess that the church people are guilty of today. No, you won't hear it. My God, have mercy. Verse 13, it says, in that day, that's today, the fair virgins and the young men shall faint for thirst. because there is a famine for hearing the word of God. And ladies and gentlemen, God's going to judge the church of the end time for their rebellion through his old-fashioned judgments that have, oh Lord, he's used them again and again in the church of old, and we need to believe God's word, especially in the Olivet message of Jesus Christ in Matthew, the 24th chapter. I want you to take a peep at that with me and listen to this great forecaster called Jesus Christ, our Lord and Master, beginning in verse 8. He said, all these things are the beginning of sorrows. That's wars, rumors of wars, pestilences, famines, earthquakes in divers places. My God, these things are beginning to fall on America, and they're going to rend this nation and the Western nations from sea to shining sea, especially America, because our sins are as bad as Sodom and Gomorrah. And God is going to judge this nation. They've already begun. Pestilence, earthquakes have begun, terrorism. And don't worry, God's going to get around to famine and hunger and these other things that's going to humble the hearts of the average American and even the Church of Jesus Christ with all these rebels that's in the pulpit, rebels in the pews, rebels in the home, rebellious parents, rebellious children. Yeah, rebels in the schools, rebels in the marketplace. They're everywhere. That's the spirit of our age. And it's going to be through famines and pestilence, that's plagues, terrorism, and earthquakes. And ladies and gentlemen, the insurance companies are going broke, paying for the claims that are going to come upon these insurance companies because of the widespread damage and destruction that's going to occur because of the lawsuits that result from all of this, these acts of terrorism and violence. Yes, they are. And as the days of Noah, Jesus said it would be, yes, Genesis 6 and verse 11, the Bible said, the earth also was corrupt. Morally corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence, and it repented God that he'd made man on the earth. And here we are living back in the days of Noah again, and Jesus said it in the same chapter of Matthew 24 in verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. That's the day of his return. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. As the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking. What are they doing today? That means intemperately. Marrying and giving in marriage, divorcing and remarrying. Until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and he didn't know, those people didn't know until the flood came and took them all away. So shall it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. And he says, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in the last generation, and Jesus Christ is going to return. But before that return, there's a great storm gathering against this generation. 7 years, and God's people, all of God's people, are going through at least 3.5 years of this gathering storm called the Great Tribulation. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, rebellion is the spirit of our age, and I pray that you'll grip hearts and souls through this message and ministry to deliver them from their rebellion and rejection of God's word, and they'll be returned to divine favor through old-fashioned repentance and a return to obedience to your word. We ask in Jesus' name, and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. Ladies and gentlemen, I've come your way again on the Word of Prophecy broadcast. Our mailing address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida 32207. These radio broadcasts are very brief and incomplete on these Bible prophetic messages and Bible doctrines, and we'll mail them to you without cost or obligation in our monthly magazine and newsletters if you're right when request them. Also, we're going to ask some of you that God's touched your hearts that you'll stand with us with your faithful financial support. I hope you'll write me this week to Brother Ray Pringle, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida 32207. May God grip your heart in this message until our next broadcast is our prayer for every one of you.